Hey, Nick, thanks for coming by.
Hey, Carl.
Why is this an issue now? Plantation country's long been a tourist destination in the state, and the commission has used the same slogan in the past.
Right. So the commission's been around for about 18 years, and from what I can understand, that whole time they've had this plantation country official branding. The issue now is that a couple of weeks back, they decided to go through this official rebrand, which seems more like a refocusing of this brand. They want to promote more things like andouille, different things, you know, that the river parishes can be known for other than just plantations. But they decided to keep the name. There are a lot of people out there that didn't seem to know that they even had the name. And now with this rebrand, it's kind of pushing it back out there. So they're a little taken aback by this, realizing that taxpayer dollars are going towards this official organization with Plantation Country as its official brand.
Who has expressed concern about the Plantation Country branding? Is this part of a larger movement to stop the glorification of the antebellum and the human slavery that defined that era?
Actually, this man named Gary Watson of the West Bank Civic Association reached out to me, which I found was interesting, just saying that members of the African American community out there had reached out to him, and they were very, very angry that this had happened, that this was this official brand. In terms of a broader scope, I know Watson did tell me that he had spoken to some people in New Orleans, and they were very uncomfortable with the fact that the city of New Orleans' name was associated with Plantation Country as well.
What's been the response of local officials to the arguments? It sounds like they're not willing to change the branding?
You know, it's a state commission, so the people that I guess are ultimately responsible are the legislators out there. So I spoke with a couple of them, and what was interesting is that many of them didn't seem to know that there was even a rebranding, and none of them that I spoke to had heard any sort of, you know, negative response from this. In terms of the River Parish's Tourist Commission, I spoke with the director, Buddy Bowe, and what he said is that they're aware of this, but right now is not the time to change. It's just a bad marketing strategy, but they're willing to look at it in the future, maybe 3 years or so down the road, and might consider changing it there, or at least reevaluating the situation.
Is a more immediate solution facing the history straight on the way that the Whitney Plantation does? It opened a few years ago near Vacherie, and it tells the story of slavery's role in the history of plantations. Could more plantations take this tack?
You look at the plantations out there, I believe there are 10 plantations that are in this official plantation country area, and only 5 of them actually have exhibits on slavery. Whitney is unique, you know, that focus on the slave perspective has really drawn people out there, 87,000 since they opened in 2014. That might be a sign that people are looking more towards this historical slave perspective rather than using these places for weddings.
Has there been any further activity since the article was published?
Well, yeah, actually last week I covered a St. John the Baptist Parish Council meeting, and Gary Watson from the Civic Association went up to speak at one point, and he basically raised the same concerns that he did when he spoke with me. There was just a response by one of the council members that was partly responsible for the start of the River Parish's Tourist Commission 18 years ago. She basically said that this is the wrong approach. We were working very hard at this, and there was just a nasty back and forth between her and Watson, and Watson said, "You wouldn't dare have some place in Germany where you have gas chamber country." But going forward, who knows what's going to happen from here? Obviously, I don't think the story's going away anytime soon. You know, I know Watson spoke with Natalie Rowbottom a little bit, the parish president out in St. John Parish. So who knows what steps are going to happen from here? But it's clear that a lot of people are upset. From that, what will happen remains to be seen, I guess.
Nick, thanks for coming by today.
Absolutely. I appreciate coming on.